KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak arrested a man wanted in Missouri on a felony warrant for being a fugitive from justice. 40-year-old Jason Christopher Sipes of Red Oak was being held this morning in the Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending extradition to Missouri. Sipes was arrested during a traffic stop in Red Oak shortly after midnight at the intersection of Broadway and West Joy Street. Officials say during the stop, Sipes jumped out of the vehicle and began running east on Joy Street. A Red Oak police officer caught up with Sipes less than two blocks later and deployed his taser. Sipes collapsed to the ground and was taken into custody without further incident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and K-9 unit assisted in the arrest. News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of late model New Holland combines. If you're thinking about a CR9070, we've got a 2011 rated at 449 horsepower and capable of running the 8-row or 12-row corn heads along with the 40-foot platforms. A little smaller would be a CR9060, a 2010 with 500 separator hours on it, loaded with GPS, heavy-duty planetaries, a local trade in great condition. Also, you'll see a real nice CR9040, a 2011, with only 211 separator hours, a great 6-row or 8-row machine. If you're looking for heads, we've got a great selection, including a couple 40-foot drapers. Sales have been good on new combines, so we're very, very motivated to get these used combines cleaned out. Give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
The Adair County Board of Supervisors will field more requests for funding when they meet this morning in Greenfield. The board, like those in counties around the state, are gathering information on the needs of various county departments as they prepare to discuss and finalize their fiscal year 2014 budgets. During their session on this morning, the supervisors in Adair County will hear budget requests from Auditor Mindy Schaefer with regard to the Clerk of Court and Social Services budgets, and County Conservation Director Kevin Blazik, along with Sheriff Brad Newton. In addition, County Assistant Engineer Tom McGovern will present to the board a resolution for a 2013 right-of-way purchase, 2013 compensation for fence, and plans for a tax increment financing project for the resurfacing of County Road G30 or White Pole Road. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will act on three separate matters during their meeting this morning here in Atlantic. In addition to their regular business, the board will act on approving the hiring of a full-time legal administrative assistant and a vote to allow or disallow family farm and agricultural land credits in accordance with the Iowa Code. And at 10 o'clock, the board will hold the second of two public hearings on an amended zoning ordinance which would change the county zoning district permitted principal uses. Last week, the board discussed the addition of a single word in one line of the section of the amendment as proposed with regard to areas zoned for light industry. They instructed Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner to review the ordinance and see if the wording was necessary, redundant, or would put the county at risk for seeing heavy industry slip into a light industrial zone. A final vote may impact an agreement the county has with Ron Fagan, who has purchased the former Amazing Energy site just northwest of Atlantic and has plans to bring in a renewable energy production facility of some sort. Originally, he had proposed building a next-generation cellulosic ethanol plant in the area, but those plans appear to have changed, and it's not clear what will end up at the site. Prior to adjournment later this morning, the Cass County Supervisors will review and discuss proposed fiscal year 2014 budgets. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. Officials of the Monsanto Corporation on Tuesday say Audubon farmer Todd Nelson has been selected as a winner in America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Grow Communities gives farmers the opportunity to win a $2,500 donation to direct to their favorite local nonprofit organizations. To further support counties that have been declared disaster areas due to drought by the USDA, winning farmers in those counties were able to double the donation for a total of $5,000 to further support the community. Audubon County was declared a disaster area by the USDA, giving Todd Nelson the opportunity to place two $2,500 donations. Nelson selected the Audubon Recreation Foundation and the Audubon County Agricultural Society as the recipients. A ceremonial check presentation will take place next Tuesday, January 22nd, at the Supervisor's Boardroom at the Audubon County Courthouse. Elsewhere in area news, one person was arrested last night in Adams County following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on Sunday. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Jonathan Locke of Nottoway was arrested around 8:35 p.m. on a warrant charging him with criminal mischief in the fourth degree, a serious misdemeanor, and two counts of disorderly conduct, a simple misdemeanor. Locke was brought to the Adams County Jail, posted a $1,500 bond, and was released. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of late model New Holland combines. If you're thinking about a CR9070, we've got a 2011 rated at 449 horsepower and capable of running the 8-row or 12-row corn heads along with the 40-foot platforms. A little smaller would be a CR9060, a 2010 with 500 separator hours on it, loaded with GPS, heavy-duty planetaries, a local trade in great condition. Also, you'll see a real nice CR9040, a 2011 with only 211 separator hours, a great 6-row or 8-row machine. If you're looking for heads, we've got a great selection, including a couple 40-foot drapers. Sales have been good on new combines, so we're very, very motivated to get these used combines cleaned out. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Helene Nielsen, it is, age 95, of Storm Lake, died Sunday in Storm Lake. Services for Helene Nielsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Storm Lake. The Fratsky and Jensen Funeral Home in Storm Lake is in charge of the arrangements. Jolene Rustfold, age 67, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Jolene Rustfold will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Frank Lesh, age 85, of Shelby, died Tuesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Frank Lesh will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Armand Foto, age 90, and his 86-year-old wife Imogene, both from Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died January 12th and January 6th, respectively, in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Armand and Imogene Foto will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Bradley Johns, age 54, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and formerly of the Stewart area, died January 6th in Las Vegas. A memorial service for Bradley Johns will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.